The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me for three charts in 3 minutes, it's the lady with the technicals, the Duchess of the Chart. It's Nick LeDuc on a Friday. You're right, Nick.
Hello, yeah, very good, thanks.
Do you look forward to the weekend, Nick?
Oh, you have no idea.
I used to
be really frustrated because, I mean, I like the markets and trading. So I used to be I couldn't wait for the market to open on Sunday. Yeah. But my favorite weekend activity is sleeping. So
yeah.
Well, I do look forward to the weekends.
It's just around the corner. So there we are. Okay, so let's go with the three. These are three requests we've had. The first one is Main Energy. So MYN. What does it look like on the chart?
Yeah, MYN, horrible downtrend. Mm. And you know that now has lost the 2016 lows. And for me, if you go to a daily a chart of Mayan Energy, the 2015 lows, which come in at 0.011, that's where the 20-day moving average is. If we're going to say we've bottomed, we have to recover 0.11 and close above it. I think there's a risk that we squeeze a little bit lower in this one to 0.008. So I would be very careful. In fact, and if you're looking at it, go lower, go to an hourly or a 4-hourly chart. See if we're not even getting the 20-hour moving average. We've been held down, you know, all week since we dropped below. So that's what to watch. As soon as this starts moving up, I think it'll go. But for now, it doesn't look very good, no.
Yeah, I'd be as bold as to say it's got to get over the 200-day moving average because it hasn't done that forever. And you think if it gets over that, then it's starting to move, isn't it? But I mean,
well, I think if we can get over that 20-week, there's a good chance that's where we'll go back to. And and let's face it, you know, the 200-day moving average is at 0.02, so you know,
double. Okay, let's have a look at the next one. It's Sirica Energy. Sorry, taking a mouthful of coffee there. SQZ is what? It's looking strong, isn't it?
It is looking strong, but it is approaching, looking really good. I like this to buy on dips. It is approaching some resistance. So if we look at the 2009 lows, they come in about 24.9, 25. That's also the 50% retracement of this last swing lower from the 2012 highs. And so that's where our resistance is. I do think that it's a temporary wobble, and we can buy this back. This is another one that bottoms, you know, with an inverted head and shoulders, and it might come quite a long way back. I think I would take some profit at 25. I'd be piling in to buy this around sort of 16, 17 if it came back there.
Yeah.
It would be a complete gift.
Okay, good. Looking good there. And
really good, yeah.
Yeah, and the last one, which I wrote a blog on this last weekend saying I'm buying more of this company because I like it fundamentally, but it's been sold off, you know, strongly, and that's Tlou Energy, T-L-O-U. So, and it's had a bit of a bounce from that. Look, I bought its expense there, and that was close to the bottom of this little, dip. But what do you think at the moment? Is this, a recovery or is it just a temporary bounce?
I think it is a recovery. You know, it's held back, you know, 618 Fibonacci levels and 38.2, which are the either sides of the golden ratio. So they're really messy Fib levels, you know, 50% and the 236, they're really sharp, but 618s can get really messy. And I think that's what we've seen. We've had a really good look below the 200-day moving average, but we've recovered it. And then it looks like today we've found support from it and from that 618 level again, which is at 6.8. I like this to go back to the other side of the range, which would take us back to sort of 9.3 to 9.65. 9.65 is 50% of the entire decline. I think we'll see a bit of a setback then to 8.1 and then continue higher.
All right, cool, marvelous. And by the way, if you're listening to this podcast on a commute thinking, how can I see these charts, or I'm listening to some talk about a chart, which is visual, then just go to voxmarkets.co.uk and look on the company pages there, or go to the blog, which is voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Thanks, Nick. Speak next week. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.